Titus. Titus chapter 3. Turn to your neighbor and say, Titus chapter 3. Titus is in the New Testament. Oh yeah, by the way, the T's are all in alphabetical order. Have you seen that before? That's an interesting Bible trivia. That you start with what? Thessalonians. That's T-H. And you have 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And then Timothy is T-I. So that's after H, T-I. And then you have 1st and 2nd Timothy. And then you have what? The book of Titus. So all the T's, remember that when you go to your Bible studies, the T's are in alphabetical order. Nice to remember. So turn to Titus chapter 3 and turn to your neighbor and say, I hope I get the sermon. Y'all let me know when y'all are ready. And so I'll read these types of passages of Scripture when, for me as a Christian, and I've been a Christian for a while, you may have been a Christian for a short while, long while, doesn't matter how long, just it matters that you are one through Christ our Lord. And sometimes we get off the track a little bit. Is that true? So turn to your neighbor and say, sometimes I get off the track. So you may believe in God, you may have trusted Christ as your Savior, you may have done good for a little while, and then somehow it's just through the muck and mire of life, and you get off the track, and godly living doesn't necessarily become a priority. Do I like that priority? And so we have to be reminded. So turn to your neighbor and say, sometime I have to be reminded. And so when good preachers, a preacher that's worth something in the Word, and he preaches the Word as it's written, he needs to preach to himself. I always preach to myself, always. I'm always preaching to myself. And a lot of times I just don't like what I hear. Are you feeling me?
Yes.
So every sermon that I usually preach, I've preached to myself before.
Okay.
And so the Apostle Paul is writing to his young brother in Christ, Titus. This is simple preaching. Don't miss this. If you're missing this out, you're going to miss out. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities. No! Isn't that what your flesh man says? I don't want to be told what to do, right? You got to be submissive to your teacher, to your counselor, to your pastor, to your government officials, right?
Yes.
Oh, see, nobody likes that. So nobody likes it who likes rules. How many of you really enjoy rules? But if you're like me and you're honest, my personality says I want to be making my own rules.
Right.
Are you with me? Because I'm honest.
I'm honest.
And yeah, we all need rules to do better. And I need structure. I need structure. And I need authority in my life. And I do have authority. In fact, you know what? I've placed myself under authority.
Amen.
That's a good thing. That's a great thing. When you said, you know what? I need help. I need structure. I need rules. Even though I don't like to abide by them, I'm going to place myself under somebody that knows more than me.
Amen.
But naturally, it's not easy for a lot of us to do that. And he says here to Titus, be subject to rulers, authorities, to be what? Is that one of the hardest things to do as a Christian? Because, you know, you see everybody doing the wrong thing, and you go like, they're having so much fun. No? Am I preaching to a bunch of angels today or no? I don't get it. To be ready for every good deed. Okay, I got that too. So if you're a Christian, no matter if you're in this place of hardship or if you're in this place of plenty, we can all do a good deed.
Yes.
Turn to your neighbor and say, what have you done good today?
What have you done good today?
Good question. I tried to give some good words to some people that needed a good word. That was my first thing, is that, Lord, let me encourage somebody.
Amen.
How many of you need encouragement?
Amen.
Anybody don't need encouragement? See? So we can encourage somebody. You don't need a nickel to do a good deed. Are you feeling it?
Amen.
You just need the willingness to do a good deed if you're in Christ, because it glorifies the Lord. To malign no one, to be peaceable. How many of you know people that are not peaceable? Oh, my goodness. Don't talk about anybody. Don't, you know, be peaceable. Be as gentle as you can.
Amen.
Now, we all can't be that a meek person. We can't be all prophets. We can't be all mercy. We can't be all prophets and all that. But everybody needs to have a gentle side of them and exercise that gentleness to somebody somewhere.
Amen. That's right.
Because somebody along the line exercised gentleness to you when you really needed it the most.
Amen.
And a lot of times we reach out in these qualities to people when we don't feel like doing them ourselves, and when we do it, we get blessed by the Lord. It's a blessing you can't see, but you know the Lord is blessing you because, you know, maybe today you just feel like being a blessing or be gentle. If somebody reached out to you, somebody in your life has been gentle to you, showing every consideration for all men. Be considerate. You know, that's easy. That doesn't take a theological background. It doesn't take a degree from a school. It doesn't take any special training to be what? Considerate. Turn to your neighbor and say, when was the last time you were considerate?
When was the last time you were considerate?
Simple stuff. But it really brings home. It really brings it home to me. Have I been considerate? Oh, would you like my chair? Oh, you know what's a hard thing to be considerate of? I'm just going to can I expose my feelings for a second? No, I'm not going to do it. Thanks for letting. Oh no, I am. Being considerate is in traffic when you're in a hurry. Oh, y'all know. And you're in a hurry. You're a little anxious. Turn to your neighbor and say anxious. And you're going like, I'm late, and that person needs to get... I need to let that person in my car. They've been there for a while, nobody's letting them in. I need to be considerate. Even though the person in back of me is blowing their horn, I'm like, why? They're not considering it. Why are you doing it? I want to be considerate. I do like that in my window, in my rearview mirror a lot of times. I'm going like, what is it that you want me to do? Be mean? I want to be considerate.
Right.
How can I help you?
Tell
it. Would you like my chair? Here, have half my piece of my gum. You know, I only have one, but have a half a piece. Just be that way. Okay, and he says to Titus this, because he says, okay, I'm telling you this, maybe you've gotten off the track with all this simple stuff we do. He says, for we also once were what? Foolish!
And disobedient.
That kind of puts the humility back into our relationship with God, doesn't it? Oh, don't go too far. Okay, you're doing real good. You're a bit spiritual. And, you know, other people are having difficult times. And maybe at a time you're going like, I'm doing good. They're not doing so good. Maybe you got all that doing like that. And he said, wait a minute. Hold on. Remember when God picked you up from the darkness?
Amen.
From the back alleys of life?
Amen.
That showed up in your heart when you didn't even know how to call on Him?
Amen.
Remember the days when you were foolish? Remember the days when you were disobedient? Hey, everybody's got to start somewhere.
Okay.
And it's never too late to start over or start again. And some of y'all need to start over or start again. And that's all right. So turn to your neighbor and say, that's all right. So he says, we were also foolish ourselves. So we were disobedient. We were deceived. We were enslaved to various lusts and pleasures. I got to go hide for a minute. Does that ring a bell for anybody or just me?
Amen.
You mean one time you were enslaved to various lusts and pleasures? Newsflash? No, it's not. If we're all honest, we've been there. To spend a lot of time and effort and money on those things too. Spending our life in malice? Oh, not a big fan of people that are malice. That is looking for something bad to say about somebody. And envy. Just be content with what you got.
Okay.
You know, it's not forever. It's not forever. Be content. Whether you have plenty. How many of you have had plenty before? Raise your hand, yeah? And how many of you had lack before? Raise your hand. See, it's like you got, everybody's got two hands. Lack! Plenty?
Plenty.
So everybody's got both of their hands up. I'd like to have more plenty, Lord, but right now you gave me lack. I want some plenty, Lord. Put the plenty hat in. It's going to happen in God's timing. Just be content with where you are. Don't be envious of other people that got a lot of stuff. Hateful? How many times have we hated somebody? Hating one another? Somebody said, I've never hated nobody. Oh, I beg to differ. In your mind, somewhere down the road, you hated someone and thought really bad about them, about bad thoughts. And in the Bible it says if you hate someone in your mind, you've committed murder with that person in your heart. So we're all murderers if you hated somebody. So we've all been there. So Titus is learning from the Apostle Paul, saying, okay, before I get to the good stuff, turn to your neighbor and say, there's some good stuff. Before we get to the encouraging part of the passage, is that I'm going to put you down to a place where you can now receive it because you've got all humble now. Don't lose sight of these things. And now he gives young Titus some encouragement. Verse 4. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and His what? Love for mankind, what happened? God's love showed up in the form of Christ. God could have never, any other way, demonstrated His love for you more than sending His only begotten Son to live this life on this earth for 33 years. You notice in verse 4 when it said, but when the kindness of God, He just talked about that we should be kind and considerate. God is kind and considerate. God gives all men grace, common grace, even though you're not saved today. If you're listening to the message and you've never been saved, you're under common grace, not saving grace.
Amen.
God wants you to be under saving grace. The common grace is He's just giving you one more day, one more minute to come to know His Son.
Amen.
And He's demonstrated His love for you while we were yet sinners, while we were straying away from God. God sent His only begotten Son for you, that you may have life and have it eternal. That's love. So, all these things being said, but when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared on the scene. Number 5, verse 5. What did He do? He condemned us? No. He turned His back on us? No. He started pointing His fingers at us and saying there's no hope? No. It says simply, He saved us. My.
Amen.
He saved us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
saved us from ourselves too. You know what? Some of us have a personality where we were just self-destructive. And you're on your way out. But He saved us. In a lot of ways, the most important way is spiritually saved us from what? The power, the penalty of dying in your own sins and spending eternity in hell. He saved us. Somebody said, saved us from what? I'm saved, you're saved. He didn't save you so from an unfulfilled life. You're going to have some trials and tribulations. Just because you're saved doesn't immune you to the troubles of the world, for sure. Somebody says, well, I got saved and I still had some problems and stuff. Well, He didn't save you from that stuff. He saved you from the power of sin and dying in your own sins. He purchased a place in the kingdom of God. So one day you'll walk on streets of glory.
Amen.
So turn to your neighbor and say, He saved us.
He saved us.
And here's it gets more encouraging. Just in case you're not encouraged. Not on the basis of what you have done. You cannot earn it. Salvation is free for all those who reach to God with a humble and contrite heart and say, Lord, I'm a wicked man. I'm a wicked woman. Save me. I repent of my sins. I put my saving faith in your Son as the only one and begotten Son of God.
Amen.
And some of y'all listening to the message has not done that. And so, is tomorrow the day to do that? You know why today is? Put your hand over your heart for a second. My heart's beating pretty fast. About 2 beats a minute. 1, 2. It's doing pretty good for me to be all amped up. But one day, it's going to stop. And then you're going to see God. And you're going to hear one of two things. And I know which one He wants to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I want that so much.
Hallelujah.
I want to get... Come on in.
Amen.
I have prepared a place for you.
Amen. Yeah, thank you.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready. But I know there's a lot of work to do. If it's tomorrow, I'm ready. But I'm so ready to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Look what I got for you. Not because of things you did. You didn't earn my grace. I didn't ask anything from you. I wanted your heart. That's all I asked for, and you gave it to me. And now look what you got. I want to do my Baptist dance up here.
Oh my God.
He saved us. Not on the basis of any good works you did, you can't earn it, which we have done in righteousness, but according to... I'm getting so excited about these words. But according to His mercy, turn to your neighbor and say, His mercy. You know, if God has shown you mercy, you need to show other people mercy too. I'm guilty not showing the mercy I need to show to people about mercy. I've missed that many times. God has showed me mercy. He has withheld what I really deserve because of my sin. Sin. He has withheld His wrath from me and you. When we could be dead and in hell suffering for eternity because He is so holy and man is so sinful, and the only way He could forgive us of our sins and still remain holy is to come to earth and live a life in the flesh that you and I could never live. And Jesus never sinned one time in word, thought, and deed. So when He went to the cross, God look at his only son, not your works, not your good deeds, not where you came from, not what you did or what you didn't do, but the basis on what his son did, you can have eternal life by faith in his son. Aren't you glad you don't have to earn it? I mean, how many times? Somebody said, well, you know, I do a lot of good things, so God's going to get me into heaven. I'm a good person. I said, okay, man. I got you on the good person. Maybe you're better than that guy down the street, but how many good things exactly do you have to do exactly to be a good person exactly? They said, well, I said, how many times have you lied in your life since you've been born? Maybe a couple hundred. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Bad thing. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire. That's why Christ came to save sinners. I mean, how many times? How many of us have sinned more than 100 times? Say amen.
Amen.
More than 500 times?
Amen.
Amen. I got anybody for 1,000? 1,000 sins? 1,000 sins right over here. 1,000 sins. Got 1,000 sins over here. Do I have 1,500 sins? I got 1,500 sins right here. Do I have 2,000 sins? 2,000 sins. I got 2,000 in here. Do I have 3,000 sins? 3,000 sins right here. Oh, right here, 3,000 sins.
Well,
you are bad. You are real bad. 3,000 sins. That's a little too much. You have to be dismissed from church. Don't be so honest with your sins. You get my point. The auctioneer of sin. We've all sinned thousands of times. So when you think about that, you think about how bad your sin is, you think about the holiness and the righteousness and the mercy and the goodness of God to reach down through our muck and our mire and our deception and all that and save us. He saved us by his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. You know, you have, if you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit indwelled in you. So what? You can do the right thing with his power, not your own. How many of you messed up when you try to do it in your own power?
Every time.
So let the Lord, if you're in Christ, let the Lord live his life through you and empower you to keep you from the things that are bad in your life and empower you to do the good things in life so he can bless you. You know the Lord wants to bless you? Whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. All blessings, y'all. Say all blessings.
All blessings.
Come through. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
So if you know him, I hope this passage of Scripture helps you to know him better. And if you don't know him, I hope this passage of Scripture helps you to know him for the first time.
Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for these wonderful words. Thank you for everybody listening to the message. Thank you for all the things that you do and all the mercy you have shown. Thank you for the instruction, too. We need some instruction on how to live a godly life. Sometimes we get off the track and the first few verses were just getting us back on where we need to be, acting right, acting like Christ. And then the others were encouraging words about our salvation and the mercy of and your goodness. So, Father, help us. We reach out to you. Thank you for the Word. Help us to read it more and to obey it even more. We love you so much. We praise you. We thank you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.